Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Red Hidden Wisdom Radio. I am your host, Cindy Harris, and I want to thank you for joining me today. Today, we are going to talk about yoni eggs. I know you're like, what in the world are yoni eggs? And the benefits and how to get your sexy back. Yoni eggs are actually gemstones that are created and shaped into the shape of an egg, polished up all beautifully, nice, soft, and smooth, that women actually use to place inside the vaginas to help strengthen our vaginas, using it for our Kegel muscles to strengthen our vaginas, to keep things all nice and tight and firm in there and keep our bodies healthy. But there are also spiritual benefits that go along with them. So what I'm going to talk about today is kind of like a mix match, because I'm going to talk about the yoni eggs and the benefits, you know, the health benefits as well as the spiritual benefits, but I also want to talk about why I feel they're so important for women. You know, like I said, once again, some of you are new to the show. Some of you have been listening to me on and off for years. I've been doing the show in one form or another for about almost 4 or 5 years now. I guess I took a couple years off. But my belief truly is in the wisdom and sacredness of being a woman. The sensuality, the spirituality, the sexuality, the fun, the pleasure, the joy of being a woman. And learning how to truly love our bodies, learning how to love who we are, learning how to embrace our personal brand of beauty. I think it's so important because we live in a culture that every day we are assaulted by messages that say that we're not enough. We're either too young or we're too old. Or right now, you know, your behind isn't big enough, or it's too big. Something's always wrong with us as women as far as, you know, our culture and our media is concerned. We're never enough. We're never, ever enough if you buy into that, excuse my language, bullshit message. But I'm going to just say it like I say it. We are enough. We are more than enough. Without us, society doesn't function properly. And it's one of the reasons we are struggling so much as a society is because we've lost touch with our femininity. We've lost touch with that aspect of us that is here to and was created to design. Was designed to balance and complement the masculine. In our Western culture, we've become so emasculated. Not emasculated, that's what we're doing to the men. We become too masculine, we become pseudo-men in our need to be so fierce and to push and to prod and to do and to do and to do and to do and to be better than and compete. Nothing wrong with competing, nothing wrong with being fierce as a woman, but it shouldn't be our main mode of moving forward, because we have a wisdom within us that is within our womb space, within our uterus, our vagina, our ovaries, our fallopian tubes, that are unique to us as women. There's a reason why everything that pertains to our reproductive system, our sexual system, is internal. We are designed to be the receivers of knowledge and wisdom and love and joy, and to take these things and to create them like a stew and stir that pot until we're able to give those back into the world, be that to our men, our children, our friends, and the world at large. So learning how to really appreciate that wisdom, that yoni space, you know, the yoni is our vagina, but to appreciate the uterus too, to really appreciate that womanness that is uniquely ours through the fact that we own a womb and reproductive system that is feminine and female, I want us to recapture that. Now, I know sometimes when I talk, you know, I don't write anything down. I put notes down briefly, you know, to some topics I want to cover when I do the show. But I really do talk from the heart. You know, I want you guys to understand this is my passion. I love you guys so much. I wish I could hug each and every one of you, because when I'm online reading stuff, you know, last week I did this show on the detox pearls, herbal tampons, and I've seen articles out there. Some of them are really great. Some of them are just nasty. They're just mean-spirited, and they're making fun of the idea of using the detox pearls to help, you know, you to feel better and to understand how to better take better care of yourself. You know, my thing is always this: use your wisdom. You know, as I mentioned when I talked about the detox pearls last week, you know, I share with you my personal story and how helpful they've been for me. And I'm hoping that the information I share with you is an unbiased opinion so you can understand that. Do your research and learn about it yourself. Do not let the people out there who know nothing about how to care for their own bodies and to be in touch with their own inner wisdom confuse you or scare you from stepping into your own personal space of claiming and reclaiming your health and well-being. The detox pearls may work for you. They may not work for you. You never know until you try. But once again, do your research. So I'm not going to talk about the pearls because I covered that already. But today, in reference to yoni eggs, these little, oh my gosh, they're awesome. I actually have four of them. They're amazing. They're absolutely amazing. I learned about them, once again, Instagram. I'm telling you, Instagram is like the best. You get on there and you learn so much stuff because information is available in such cute little sound bites that you can actually take it and then go online and do more research on it. But I saw the yoni eggs. I forget how I ran across them. Probably one of my feeds. I noticed them because, as you guys know, once again, if you followed me for any length of time, you've checked out my websites or know anything about my teachings and my coaching, I'm all about gemstone healing. I've been obsessed with gemstones and rocks and crystals since I was a little girl. I used to bring things home and line my bedroom window with them. My mother would walk in my room and see these rocks and stones and whatever I would find out by the road or out in the field, and she'd walk in the room and look at the window ledge and look at me and look at the window and go, "What is that?" And I'm like, "They're pretty stones." I had no idea why I was so attracted to them. I didn't learn more about them until I got, you know, became older, obviously, and started reading. But it was always so funny because I just love them, the energy of these stones and how they pulse and just how you feel when they're in your energy field and how they can really uplift you and enhance your energy. I use them on myself personally to rebalance my chakras, or if I'm, you know, I'm feeling a certain way. There are certain stones that I wear in my body all the time. You know, I design jewelry, and the jewelry I design is strictly with, you know, semi-precious gemstones and crystals because I know how they benefit my health. So when I learned about the yoni eggs, I got excited because I thought, what is this? I can now put these crystals and gemstones inside of me? I got happy. Yeah, I know. I thought it was so cool because, once again, when you're using them on your body, they work with your auric fields. Like I said, they also help, you know, make adjustments in your cell, actually from a cellular level. And I thought, now if I can also insert them into me, then I can also take that wisdom and work it from the inside out. So not only am I wearing the stones on my body, but now I have the yoni egg inside of me working its magic within. So not only am I getting the physical benefits, which meaning learning how to do the Kegel muscle exercises, which, by the way, there's a ton of information online about how to do Kegel exercise. I was doing Kegels before I discovered the yoni eggs, and now the yoni eggs just makes it even more interesting. But also, like I said, the spiritual benefits. And one of the first eggs I actually got, because you can actually purchase them drilled or undrilled, and I own both. The very first egg I purchased actually was a large rose quartz, and I wish I had. I'll probably put pictures of it on my website. I haven't done it yet. It's a rose quartz yoni egg, and it's a larger one, and it's beautiful. I mean, it's like a soft pink. It's got like white veining in it, and the energy on it is very, very peaceful. And it's a drilled egg because when I was doing the research on it, reading about the eggs, you know, the recommendation was if you're over a certain age, if you've had multiple, you know, vaginal births and all these different things, you might want to start with a larger egg. Now, I know me personally, my vagina is, you know, she's pretty tight. Yeah. But once again, like I said, I do Kegel muscle exercises. I do things to keep my body healthy and, you know, keep things nice and, you know, nice and together, for lack of a better way to explain it. But I thought, why not? I'll go ahead and try the large egg first. And I used a drilled one because I don't know anything about the eggs. And, you know, the first thing that goes through our head is, you know, my God, if it gets up in there and it doesn't come out, what am I going to do? You know, all that panic. I'm not going to kid you. I'm going to be very honest with you. When you start using them initially, you're going to do panic. You're going to panic. I promise you, you will. Especially the first time you put an undrilled egg inside of you, you're going to panic, I promise. I'll share my story briefly here in a second. But I purchased a large, like I said, rose quartz crystal yoni egg, and it had the string, so I would insert. I remember it's the first time I inserted the egg inside of me. I actually used a little bit of coconut oil on it, you know, just to make sure it went in easily. And, you know, I did my Kegel exercises, and it felt really different. You know, it was kind of interesting to really feel all the different levels of muscles that I use when I do my exercises. And, you know, then I pulled the egg out. And, you know, it made me feel confident. I felt like, oh, this is really good. Did something good for myself and something different. And then about 2 weeks after I had the large egg and I was doing the meditation, and I just heard this, my inner voice say, Cindy, you know, why don't you switch to the medium egg? And I actually have a video on YouTube that talks about, on my Redhead Wisdom YouTube page, that talks about my experiences so far with the clear quartz egg and the red jasper egg. Because I have red jasper, clear quartz, and bloodstone. But anyway, so I'm hearing this voice saying, you know, why don't you go ahead and it's time to move to the medium-sized egg. You know, you've got to really just let this go and trust. And like I said, you can hear more details about the clear quartz crystal experience on YouTube because it's hysterical. But I'll tell you this much. I followed the guidance, and I'm one of these people that believes in confirmation. When I hear something, usually something will show up in my life or in my process or my day, or some information somewhere will show up to kind of confirm it. And I knew the next egg I wanted to get was going to be a clear quartz egg. And I, once again, happened to be on Instagram, and there's a woman who actually purchased my eggs from. She's called Jenny, GemstoneYoniEggs.com is where I get my eggs from. And she was having a sale end of last year, declared her inventory to bring in new stones. And she had for sale a clear quartz crystal egg at half price, and she also had red jasper and bloodstone, which I'd also wanted the red jasper. The bloodstone just kind of looked at me and was beautiful, and it said, buy me. And I'm like, okay, I'll buy you. I'm easy. I'm pretty laid back. So I got the clear quartz crystal egg. Like I said, I'm not going to make this long because this is only a 30-minute show. But I got the clear quartz crystal egg, and like I said, medium undrilled. It was so flipping sunny. I remember I put it on my altar. I cleaned off the eggs. You know, you follow the instructions. I boiled the water and placed the eggs into the water to clean off. They have like this little bit of wax on them that they use to polish the eggs. And I, you know, did all that. Put it up the eggs on my altar for like 3 days because I remember it was 11:11 when I actually received the eggs and cleaned the eggs and put them on my altar. And then 11:13 that Friday, they were ready to come off. And I remember, like I said, the first time I put in that clear quartz crystal egg, and I put it in the night before I went to bed, and I remember I woke up in the middle of the night in a pure panic. Panic. It was so funny because I thought, what did I do? What if this thing, because I had been online, once again, I kid you guys not, I do my research. I research everything. I don't take anybody's word for anything. I look for people with the wisdom, with, you know, the experience behind something. I read up on things, and then before I try it, I'm going to, you know, get as much information as possible. So I had read online different things. I had watched some YouTube videos, and I remember they said, obviously the egg's not going to get stuck. Okay, first and foremost, let's be clear, ladies. You put the yoni egg inside of you. One, it's not going to cause you any kind of problems or issues. You know, your body is going to lubricate itself around the egg. The egg is smooth. It's a gemstone, and there are certain gemstones, you know, that you can use and certain ones you do not want to put inside your body. So if you decide to look into yoni eggs, please make sure you are following the instructions of a really well-informed provider or supplier, which I'll give you guys the name of a couple of them that I've been researching. And you know, when I do start selling them, I'm going to wind up being probably an affiliate to one of them. But anyway, so they're not going to get stuck. They're not going to get lost inside of your body. Let's be clear. They're safe. They're absolutely safe to use. They're safe. But still, in your mind, you know, you have this thing inside of you, and you're thinking, and I know me, I didn't want to spend the time to take the time to push it out of my body because I really wanted to get the energetic benefits from the egg as well, so I wanted it to come out when it was ready. So I knew I had to trust my body, and I knew I had to have just to be at peace and to allow the egg to do its work inside of me. Okay, well, that sounds really good on paper, just so you know. It sounds really good when you say it and you're thinking about it before you put the egg inside of you. So I remember I put the egg in the middle of the night, that first night I had the egg in, I woke up, and like I said, I have to tell the full story on my YouTube video, but I wake up middle of the night in a panic. I mean, I literally woke up out of a dead sleep, like, what did you do? And I'm laughing because I get up out of bed and I have to do deep breathing exercises. I remember I'm meditating and I'm stretching and I'm just doing anything I can think of to just calm my mind down, because my mind just went crazy with, what are you doing? That's just how we are conditioned. That just showed me how much, even with all the training that I have and my spiritual practices and the fact that I really am woosah, I mean, I kid you not, I'm very much in touch with my body, just how much I still have to work on and just how much deeper that I'm still going, you know, on my own personal journey. So long story short, the egg wound up being inside of me for like 2 days. And when it came out, it does. It just literally pops out. When it's done, it pops out. I was like, okay, not a problem. It was a very, very eye-opening experience for me, because one of the things you want to learn when you're using the yoni eggs is you are really learning how to tap into your internal wisdom and learning how to trust your body. Now, remember, as a Western woman, we're not taught to trust our bodies. You know, these yoni eggs actually are based, they come out of a tradition, a Taoist tradition, that dates back probably around 5,000 years, based upon jade eggs that were used back during the time of emperors, empresses, and concubines in the Chinese Empire. You know, the empress and the concubines would use the jade eggs in a certain Taoist sexual practice to actually help maintain their youth. Because one thing that's important for women is when our female productive system runs properly, we tend to stay younger longer. Yeah, it's all connected. You know, that microscopic universe, that micro universe inside of our bodies, when it's healthy and well and when it's at peace, we're at peace. But in our culture, we're not taught to be at peace with our, you know, our internal space, so to speak. You know, we're taught that it's wrong, it's dirty, it's filthy, it's gross, it's crampy, it's painful, it's this, it's that. So all this nonsense in our head causes all kind of problems for us. So when we finally start doing the things such as the yoni eggs or the herbal tampons, detox pearls, or you're learning how to eat differently, you know, we receive a lot of pushback from society. We receive a lot of pushback from the medical profession. We even get pushback from other women, which always surprises me. But once again, the conditioning, the training, the, you know, the brainwashing and propaganda runs extremely deep. So when you're learning how to use these tools, like I said, the yoni eggs, that's what really, really came to my attention, was just even how deep that conditioning still runs inside of me. So as I said, learning how to trust your body is one of the reasons why I definitely recommend the yoni eggs, is because you're going to really learn how to listen to your body. You know, I remember, years and years ago, we're talking decades ago, I worked at a home health aide and nurse's assistant, one of my first jobs after I got out of college, because I had to drop out of college before I finished my senior year. Because I had my oldest two sons, and I had kept losing my babysitters, so it was getting difficult for me to stay in school, so I just eventually dropped out of college and just got a job. And the very first job I had was as a nurse's aide in a nursing home. And just to discuss for a second the importance of taking care of your vagina, taking care of, you know, the muscles in your, you know, your pelvis region. I remember there was a woman that I was taking care of, one of my patients, who actually had a prolapsed bladder, meaning her bladder actually had dropped into her vagina and was actually, you could see it. Yeah, this is disgusting, but I've got to share this with you, because ladies, a lot of women are dealing with this problem and will have this potential problem when they're older. If you're not making sure those muscles are staying toned and tight, you run the risk of things shifting inside of your body and stuff coming out of spaces you don't want to come out of. So using the yoni eggs not only, like I said, gives you the spiritual benefits and the energetic benefits, but it's the physical benefits as well. And I also remember, I'm laughing because as I was studying the information on the yoni eggs, I was laughing out loud because women were talking about, you know, they're putting the eggs in and they're falling out. And I'm like, okay, that has never been a problem for me. Like I told you guys, I put mine in, and they get sucked up inside of my vagina, and that's where they sit until they're good and ready to come out. And just for the record, the longest one that stayed in was my red jasper one. It was in for a total of 6 days one time. for whatever reason, you know, she decided she wanted to stay put for 6 days, so she stayed put for 6 days. That one did kind of make me pause for a second. I'm like, It made me think, what energetically do I need work on that this red jasper is working on? Because the red jasper egg, the clear quartz crystal egg, is what we call a master healer. That's kind of like clear, balances all the chakras, all the major chakras, and does all this magical work. The red jasper tends to focus more on your base chakra, which is about security and your sexuality and, you know, just, you know, the passion in your life and, you know, feeling comfortable and feeling secure and all these different things in reference to your base chakra, which I'd recommend going to look that up as well. Look up red jasper online. There's some great websites. So I was laughing. So the longest one for me to date has been in for 6 days, and it was the red jasper. But... oh, hang on a second. But once again, using these as tools to assist you, they can be fun. Because not only are they going to help you health-wise, they're also going to help you feel your sensuality. And you guys, once again, my big thing is sensuality. As a woman, as a very feminine woman, I love the sensuality that's just naturally part of being a woman. I love how we walk, how we move, how we talk. You know, I love our bodies. You know, I love my body. I love being a woman. I love the soft skin. I love the curves. I love, you know, just the softness of who I am. You know, I don't have a need to get out there and be all hard and rough and strong tough. That's not how I'm built. That's not how I function in my space as a woman. So the yoni eggs really help you tap into it, because once again, you have to place it inside of you, meaning you have to touch your body. You know, you can't place the egg. You're going to have to touch your vagina, lips to actually place the egg inside of you. You know, you're going to be, once it's in there, you don't know it's in there. You really don't feel it. You know, when you're doing the exercises, you can feel, you know, the muscles up against the egg. But it's in there, you really don't feel it. You don't even think about it. Which is kind of cool. You know, you totally forget about it. I like it too, because I love what I have it in when I'm actually meditating, because it just adds, it's like an extra layer to my meditation. But you know that it's inside of you. And you move differently. Because not only is it helping to tighten up your muscles, it's also helping to, you know, balance your hormones. It's helping to increase your lubrication. So for women that are actually dealing with, once again, perimenopause, I am 100% there. Like I said, luckily for me, because my symptoms haven't been too off the wall. But it also helps you learn how to take better care of yourself. And in tapping into that sensuality, and when you're learning how to allow your body to re-moisten itself, it's going to also improve your sexuality. It's going to improve the quality of your sex. Now, I've heard that you can have the egg inside of you when you're having intercourse. Now, I haven't tested that particular, you know, possibility just yet. I will be. I'm not sure when, but when I do, maybe I'll share it in a future blog talk show or, you know, in a future podcast. I don't know yet. But I hear that you can't actually use the eggs during sex, you know, because the vagina, as you know, is an accordion, basically. It stretches. And people don't understand that. They're like, but it's only so long. I'm like, no, it actually stretches. Because remember, when we give birth to babies, babies are not 3 to 4 inches long. Babies are big. I mean, I had one son that was 19 and a half inches long. I had another one that was 20 and a half inches long. And my largest child was 22 and a half inches long. The vagina stretches. It's an accordion. So if you do decide to, you know, if you purchase a yoni egg, and if you are adventurous and you decide you want to try, you know, to have sex with, you know, your beloved with the yoni egg inside of you, there's a good chance that he's not going to notice it being there. And if he does, from what I've heard, it actually can enhance the experience for him as well. So yoni eggs all around are very beneficial. They're going to strengthen your muscles. They're going to help you be more in touch with your most precious space, because between our heart and our womb, those are the two most important engines, I call them, for women, because that's where we think from. We think from our hearts. We try to be all in our head in our culture, but the head burns us out, and it makes us tired, and it's actually killing us because it's making us more prone to diseases that we were not accustomed to dealing with probably 30, 40 years ago. And our womb space, because like I said, that is internal wisdom, eternal wisdom, internal wisdom, ancient wisdom. So the yoni eggs have lots of benefits for you. So what I would recommend is going online and taking some time out to look into this. Oh my gosh, the show's almost over. 30 minutes goes fast. Ooh, it's amazing. I recommend checking them out. Go online. Like I said, the provider that I go to where I purchase eggs from right now is gemstoneyonieggs.com, and yoni is spelled Y-O-N-I. There's also another one I've come across. I believe her name is Tiffany Janae. And, oh my gosh, hers is, I believe, yonieggs.com. Organic Blood is the name of her company. And she's funny. I mean, she makes me laugh a lot. She's just a beautiful young lady. I watch her videos on YouTube periodically, and she's so funny because she does one that's called It's Stuck. And it talks about, you know, the drama that happens when, you know, the yoni egg is inside of us, the undrilled one is inside of us, and we're freaking out and panicking, you know, what if it doesn't come out, and oh my God. And it's a 5-minute video. You watch it, you laugh out loud, and realize, just relax. If you relax, just enjoy the experience, the egg will do its work, you will feel so much better, and it will come out when it's ready. And there was another one. I believe her name is Gracie Diaz. I don't remember what her website is, but I know she has YouTube videos and on yoni eggs. And like I said, she's another one that I looked into. Those are the three main ones. And there's possibly some other ones, but those are the three main ones that I have actually done real research on. Like I said, I purchased my eggs from gemstoneyonieggs.com. And like I said, and I've actually, you know, listened to the work of the other two. I personally love the experience. You know, I don't use them constantly. I'm going to be using them probably on a more consistent basis, but when I was doing the detox pearls, the detoxes, I didn't, you know, you're not going to use the eggs along with the pearls. So now that I'm pretty much done with the detox pearls, I will go back to using my eggs, you know, throughout the month, because I do like the able to have the eggs inside of me when I'm meditating. I can't explain it to you, but there's just a different quality, enhancement that it adds to the energy of my meditations. Give them a try. Like I said, oh my gosh, you guys, they're amazing. And like I said, there's so many to choose from. Like I said, clear quartz, rose quartz. One of the ones that seems to be most popular is the black obsidian. And anybody who does a black obsidian, I'm telling you right now, because I know how powerful that stone is just in and of itself working with it. Because I have necklaces I make that I wear. And because it's a very protective stone, but it's also a stone of truth. So if you have emotional issues that you're dealing with and things that need to come to the surface and be dealt with, black obsidian is going to do it. So I tell people, if you're going to start with the yoni egg, that is one I'd recommend you try maybe as your second egg. Maybe go for the rose quartz crystal first, just to kind of ease your way into the yoni egg experience, and then start looking for the more, you know, dense and the heavier stones. You know, the red jasper is fantastic. The bloodstone I've had great experience with. You know, they have everything from unakite. You can get jade. I haven't got a jade. I'm going to probably purchase a jade one here in the next month or two. I could go through the whole list. Monakite. Just tons and tons of different ones. But once again, if you're doing this, please, 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 with your providers, look to see what stones are offering, and also do your research on the stones, because not everything, and make sure you're buying eggs that are specifically made to be used inside your vagina. Not every egg-shaped gemstone is designed to go into your vagina. The yoni eggs are ones that are designed specifically to be used internally. Not every gemstone can be used internally. You know, stones like malachite, turquoise, lapis lazuli is kind of on the cusp. There's some people say it's okay to use, some say do not use it internally. I personally know, you know, love lapis lazuli, but lapis lazuli is a stone that I personally will only use externally. That's just my personal feeling and opinion on that particular stone. But once again, do your research and follow your wisdom. You know, this is the biggest thing that I want to make sure I get across to you guys, is when you're listening to the show and I'm offering suggestions, do your research and learn how to trust your wisdom. You are so much wiser than you give yourself credit for, because like I said, in our culture, we're not taught to trust ourselves. We're always taught to give the control of ourselves to somebody else. No more. No more. It is time now to reclaim you. It is time to reclaim your health, your well-being, your peace of mind, and your love of self. So hopefully the yoni eggs, like I said, I didn't realize 30 minutes were going to go by so fast. Hopefully this conversation on yoni eggs will at least pique your curiosity. Go to the Red Tint Wisdom YouTube page. Take a look at the videos I did there on the clear quartz crystal and the red jasper. The clear quartz crystal one will have you laughing out loud because it was just, the whole experience was off the chart. Until we talk next week, remember this. I love you guys. I want only the best for you, and I am wishing you unlimited joy and much love. So once again, yoni eggs, yes, talk to you next week. Bye-bye.